looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
This Ben Fordham podcast is brought to you by NatureBee. Give it a go and live a longer, healthier, happier life. Get 3 months supply for only $59.95 with an extra month for free, plus free delivery. Visit naturebee.com or call 1-800-147-009.
Now, what would you say, how would you react if I told you that in that brief period where we broke away from programming to go to the 5 o'clock news with Amy Meehan, that another federal politician had found themselves in the spotlight with question marks surrounding their citizenship? I mean, until a few weeks ago, you'd probably say, oh yeah, right, sure, he's having us on. But now you know that it's the case, because every time you look around, there's a new one. And the new one is John Alexander, the former Australian tennis star turned politician, John Alexander of Bennelong. He is scrambling this afternoon to confirm whether he is a dual citizen, according to Bevan Shields and Adam Gartrell at the Sydney Morning Herald. Fairfax Media can reveal John Alexander's father was born in the UK and is likely to have conferred citizenship by descent to his son. Mr. Alexander has never before been named as an MP with a parent born overseas, meaning his status has flown under the radar since all of this first erupted in July. And today, finally, that is a good reminder that this first erupted in July, because today, in the month of November, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has finally said, okay, I've got a policy idea to solve the citizenship problem. But as I said at the top of the show today, Malcolm Turnbull has been dragged kicking and screaming to the second best option. He won't back an audit. Instead, he's opting for a self-reporting system. No penalties for not confessing, only negatives for coming forward. It doesn't sound like a winner to me. As part of the declaration, MPs would have to outline the citizenship status of themselves and their parents to the parliament. Now, Liberal MP Craig Kelly has been calling for an audit of all MPs for weeks, but the PM's plan is not an audit. Where does Craig Kelly stand on this one? He's on the line. Craig Kelly, good afternoon.
Yeah, no, good day, Ben. How are you going?
Am I being too harsh?
Look, I think you are being a little bit harsh on the PM. Look, whether you call it an audit or a declaration, it really doesn't matter. What the PM's done, you know, you could argue and criticise him for doing this a bit slowly, but the reality is he's listened to the Australian public and he's acted. And that's what, now, everywhere you go, that's what the public says they want. They want politicians that listen to the public and act on what the public want. And that's exactly what the PM's done today.
Yeah, I mean, it's self-reporting, though, Craig. No penalties for not confessing, only negatives for those who come forward. And isn't the John Alexander example, that's further evidence that, you know, you're really backing people to put their hand up and to confess their own circumstances.
Well, firstly, if you fill out what I understand that's been released today, you'll have to fill out a parliamentary state, a part of your declaration that when you're a member of parliament, you'll have to declare where you were born and the dates you were born. You'll have to declare where your parents were both born and the dates that they were born. Now, if you put misleading information in that, that is a contempt of parliament. And there's politicians in this country that have actually gone to jail for contempt of parliament. So the penalty for not, you know, making a false declaration in this is quite serious.
Mm. Do you think it's going to be enough, though? I mean, Bill Shorten's saying, okay, we can open up the books, we can have everyone provide all of their information, and it's not, his solution isn't all based on the trustworthiness of politicians, Craig.
Well, look, this way what will happen, everyone will have to say, well, as I said, where your parents are born. Now, if there is a doubt that your parent was born overseas, you also have to provide the evidence of what you did to renounce your rights to a foreign citizenship. That will be a document, that will be a letter. You just won't be able to say, oh, I did it. You've got to back it up with evidence. And that's a real key point in what the Prime Minister is proposing in this way. And it'll enable everyone to put their records on the table. Everyone can have a look. And if there are further questions from that, then we can have a look at it and go from there.
Did you know that John Alexander's father was born in the UK?
I didn't. No, I wasn't aware of that. And that's something that under the Prime Minister's proposal today, that would have come out and it would have been fully transparent.
Why does it take Malcolm Turnbull so long to come up with a solution?
Look, Ben, you could argue, look, now why he took so long. Yes, last week he was overseas with the Bathsheba 100th anniversary commemorations. Yes, perhaps it could have been done a bit quicker, but he has acted. The Prime Minister has listened to the Australian public. He's acted. That's what everyone wants. Let's give him some credit for that, and let's get back on the things that are important, like picking the winner in the Melbourne Cup tomorrow.
What's your tip?
I like Big Duke. I think Big Duke. I've got a trifecta lined up here. Big Duke, Single Gaze and Max Dynamite. So they're my three tips.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Ben.
Craig Kelly, the Liberal MP, joining us on the program as he does regularly. And he does say, and he's right, that Malcolm Turnbull could have sorted it faster. He could have sorted it a lot faster.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.